Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. So we asked folks on our Facebook page, like, what's a Connecticut thing that all residents must do or see?
Right.
203-882-9757. I think you have to go to Mohegan Sun.
Yes, you do.
You have to go to Foxwoods.
Yep.
All right, so I've done both of those things.
Right, see shows over there, too.
Wouldn't it count if you saw a show there?
Yeah, well, I mean, some people just go there to gamble. Some people go there to go see a show. And, you know, either one. I'll be up here.
How do you want to do this list? You want to do the things to do at Mohegan Sun? Just go to Mohegan Sun?
Oh, let's just hear make a break awkward. Cool.
All right. You've done that. Good.
Yep.
Check. All right. So Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods. I saw on the Facebook page lobster rolls.
Yes.
Let's not get into where to get them, because that's a whole nother experience.
Yes.
But if you're here, you should have a pizza.
Yep.
You should have a lobster roll.
Exactly.
You should have a burger.
Yep.
You should have a hot dog.
Right.
All right, so those are the eating things. You should eat. Eat here. Come, eat.
Come, eat.
Act like it's grandma's kitchen.
Connecticut's actually Indian for come eat.
Not sure. We're going to look that
up.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, Indian Wells State Park in Shelton.
Nah. Been there, done that. Well, you've been there, so you know.
It's
nice.
Not worth it. Right. I think we probably have a waterfall somewhere that's my cooler.
Right.
But thank you. Thank you for participating. We got one on, you know. And I'm going to put that on the list, though. So we want to make a list, and then this is the to-do.
Right.
I don't want someone from the upper corner, bottom corner of the state to drive all the way to Shelton, Indian Wells State Park. It's nice, but it's not worth the ride.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, that's it. Big Chris, this is your
one call today.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. I'm thinking Gillette's Castle. I love Jeff. You got to go
This came up a lot.
Quite a bit.
A lot.
Quite a bit. I've never been.
So it I've been there. I'm going to write it down. Gillette Castle.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Is that right, we get the razors?
I was the best man at a wedding,
uh-huh.
And they got married there. And we had to, it was a hot friggin' day.
Oh.
And everybody's all dressed up.
Yeah.
We should have, like, thought to dress for what we were about to do.
Right.
And we went hiking up this friggin' mountain.
Oh, God. In tuxedos and dresses.
Well, not tuxes, but, you know, dress shoes and all this.
Not hiking
and now,
gear.
Like, this becomes this thing, AJ, where it's like a half an hour into the walk up the hill. You know, I see elderly people walking down the hill like, we can't make it. We'll be in the parking lot.
Save yourselves.
Save yourselves.
Think of me fondly.
Ah!
Make a wish.
Hope to see you again. Yeah, wear walking shoes when you do that one.
Okay.
But that is a good one,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
I couldn't tell.
I do want to see it.
I saw it, and yeah. I couldn't tell you one thing about it. Like, well, it's a castle.
Right.
That's cool.
Right.
But then,
Let's just make a quick stop.
Yeah, right. Write it down.
Yeah, go in there. Go in there, walk around a little bit, say, okay, I did it, bye.
So, Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, Gillette Castle.
Right.
All right. You've done Mohegan, you've done Foxwoods.
Yes.
You have not done Gillette Castle.
No, I have not.
Okay.
So I need that.
All right. I'm going to put down a UConn basketball game.
Yes.
Richie on the road.
How about Kent Falls in Kent, Connecticut?
Kent Falls.
Right. That seems like that would be worth the ride, right?
Is like
Indian
falls?
Wells?
Yeah.
Is like,
yeah.
How big are these falls?
They're pretty big. You walk up these series of stairs to get to the top, and very, very scenic. The surrounding area is very beautiful as well.
Nice. How long of a walk is it into from where you park your car to the time you get to the falls?
This is important to know.
39 seconds.
39 seconds. Wow, under 40
yeah,
seconds. Wow.
See, all right.
If it was 41, I'm out.
All right, Kent Falls.
Kent Falls.
All right.
39 seconds.
This is my summer list to do. AJ.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, next year I'll see UConn play basketball because I'm not going to pay that kind of money now for playoff stuff.
Right.
But
catch them early.
Thank you, Richie. Jeff in Cheshire.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
I'm thinking Mystic Aquarium in Mystic.
Mystic. Mystic.
In the aquarium.
Okay. All right.
Been there, done that.
Is that something? Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that something?
It's scenic. It's nice if you're in the area. You know, I mean, when I was a little kid, I really enjoyed it. I went back as an adult. I'm like, okay, it's just a nice town.
I guess if you live in Connecticut, it is a must-do, no?
Yeah. At least once. I wouldn't, you know.
Well, we have two aquariums. Does that mean you should do both?
Oh, the aquarium is awesome. Mystic Aquarium is amazing.
Well, there's Mystic.
Right.
And then there's the Norwalk.
Yeah. The aquarium's nice because you have the big beluga whale is in there. He's cool. He's always smiling.
Well, he said aquarium, right? He didn't say Mystic.
Oh, see, I misunderstood. I said Mystic. Yeah. The aquarium, yes. Look for my brain, apparently.
Want to come back?
Yes.
Okay. Anna in West Haven. Anna Marie.
Yep. You got to go to the Griswold Inn on a Monday night for sea shanties.
You know, I've heard of this for about 30 years now.
Yeah.
And it is a thing. Now, I've been there, but not on a Monday night.
Right. I could see you doing sea shanties.
All right. But does it count that I've been there?
No, because you have to go for on sea shanty night.
Yeah, sea shanty night. Do you get dressed like a pirate?
No, you don't. But if you want to, you can.
Okay. It's acceptable.
AJ, this place was built during that time period.
Right.
So it's really cool to be in that. Just to be in the room is cool.
Right.
And Jennifer and I went and we spent the night there. They have this. Griswold Inn is really cool, but then they got little like buildings that you could rent. We rented this little building.
Oh, cool.
It's like a little 2-4 house.
Yeah.
Right on like the main road.
And
you just kind of walk across the street and go into the Griswold Inn, and it's this old bar that you could tell it was built like back when men were men.
Right.
You know.
Right. And parrots on the shoulders and stuff like that.
Right.
Yep.
Just back when, you know, you would get on a giant ship with sails and then sail across the water to go get some rum.
Right.
It wasn't a walk down to the corner store.
Yeah, no.
But they sing these sea shanties, and I've heard all about it. Yeah, that's a good one. Damn it. I got to go on a Monday night now. All right, Anne-Marie. Thank you.
Vacation, obviously.
Monday night. I've been there. Now I got to go on
right.
Monday night. You know, did I tell you the time I was there? Former Governor Malloy was there.
Oh, really?
I could tell the crowd, you know, because we didn't have the best relationship at the end.
Yeah.
All forgotten in my mind now.
Yeah, of course.
I care less.
Yeah.
But people are looking over. They're looking at me.
They're waiting.
At him. Looking at me.
Right.
Looking at him.
Any moment now. Any moment now.
Like, is this going to be a brawl?
Come on. You can do this.
Eric and Derby.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Morning.
So, how about new hockey games in New Connecticut? I've been going since the old New Haven days, the last Whalers game, now the Islanders and Wolfpack. There's Yale games. I mean,
Quinnipiac, national champions.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
See, there you go.
All right, so a hockey game.
Hockey game. Which you've done.
Yes, sir.
Hockey game.
Yes,
yeah.
Many times, yes.
Not yeah, I've been to see the Sound Tigers, now the Islanders.
Right.
And I've seen Quinnipiac, and I agree with you. It is an absolute must.
Right.
You must. All right, so far on the list of Connecticut things that all Connecticut residents must do or see.
Right.
Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, Gillette Castle, UConn basketball, Kent Falls, Mystic Aquarium. And I think you got to do Norwalk Aquarium.
Yes, you do.
Griswold Inn.
Sea Shanty.
On a Monday night.
Sea Shanty night, yes.
What else?
Somebody wrote Peabody Museum. I saw that come up quite a bit.
I've been there.
They like dinosaur bones, stuff like that. So that's pretty cool.
They do. And,
yeah.
And
I've never
you
seen,
would love it.
I've never seen dinosaur bones.
What?
No, never been to like the. I've never been to a museum, really.
Okay. When I was when I was in second grade, we took a field trip.
Yeah.
And they still have it there today. But when I walked in, I saw a turtle. You know, shell.
The shell,
you
yeah.
know, the skeletal remains
yeah,
of
yeah,
a turtle.
Yeah.
That's like 8 or 9 feet tall.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe even more.
I wasn't a
snapper. But when you're in second grade, it seems like 50
God.
Feet.
Exactly.
And I just never forgot that my whole life. And I went and brought young Chaz back.
Yeah.
You know, and he was that age. And we went, I'm like, I hope the turtle's there. And it's still there.
Nice. So a good chance I'll see the turtle, too.
It's a good one.
Okay.
All right. So that's on your list.
Yes. Peabody Museum.
Peabody.
Yep. And you know, I've never been on that train either, the Essex train. So that could be something, too.
Okay. Essex, that's come up a lot. I've done that.
Right.
I'm in pretty good shape here. I only have to do one thing so far.
Oh, this one sounds cool. The Sea Mist Tour Boat, Thimble Islands and Stony Creek.
I've done that.
Okay, I've never done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I've done more than I thought.
Let's see here.
Jim on the road.
You gotta throw out the world's oldest amusement park, Lee Compounds.
Been there.
Is it? What did you say? It's the what?
Isn't it the country's oldest?
Did you say the park? World's?
He said world first. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. But
now it's countries.
Country.
Right. So one more time, is it Connecticut's?
The neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like all Connecticut residents, we're not saying this is why you come to Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you live here your whole life,
you should have been there.
You should have been to Lake Quassipog,
right.
And Lake Compounds.
Right. Right. Done both.
Okay. Very good.
A lot of eatery places on here.
I've been to Lake Compounds a million times for concerts.
Right.
That was
a place to go.
Pretty cool to see concerts there.
There's an awful lot of food on here.
Yeah. So eat here. That should be on the list.
Right.
And I think we've all done it. Yeah. We all have our favorite spots, so I don't even know if we acknowledge food. But lobster roll is a good one.
Yeah.
I think that if you live in Connecticut, you should have had a Connecticut lobster roll.
Absolutely.
Eileen in Clinton.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Devil's Hop Yard, East Haddam.
What is that?
Devil's who?
It's called Devil's Hop Yard. It's a great place to go camping, hiking, fishing. Got the most beautiful streams. Goes on forever.
Devil's
it's
Hop
amazing.
Yard.
It's amazing.
You got the word devil.
Yeah. Why is it called Devil's Hop Yard?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm almost 70 years old, and I was going there since I was a little girl.
Okay, so you returned from that. That's good. That's good to hear.
But, you know, I don't want to put something on my
marvelous.
List. Really?
Camp Crystal Lake, awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I might blow out like a half a Saturday doing this thing.
Right.
Like, serious?
This is, you should try it. I think you'll love it. It's, like I said, camping, hiking, fishing, beautiful
okay.
waterfall.
I don't like fishing. Right. Hiking I could do over here.
Right.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I got a shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
All right. I don't want to write it down.
The finger wag. Don't forget the finger wag.
I don't want to write it.
You guys enjoy your time.
All right. Thank you. Comedian Brian Blackmore in studio. He's a TikToker.
Yeah.
Someone who will be affected.
Right.
Yeah. You make revenue from TikTok?
I do. Yep.
Oops.
I make some revenue. It's not what people think, though.
A lot of these people say, I make $30,000 a month. They don't, but they get a headline from that, then they get some more followers.
It's more so the brand deals that bring in the big dollars. So, like, every once in a while, you'll get a great brand that reaches out. So, I've had the opportunity to work with Netflix, Intel, you know, like, brands.
They reach out to you?
Yes, and say, hey, we love your content. We want to work with you. And they will pay way more than any single video that you make and get from the creator fund.
But they say, we would like you to promote this, and then you come up with your own angle on it.
Yep.
That's your work.
Yep, yep. I create the whole content. And
what did you
do
for Netflix?
Netflix, I did a Stranger Things video. So they were doing
cool.
A Stranger Things, like they were promoting their Stranger Things shop, and I did like their theme song. I had this manager character that I do on TikTok, and I would come in and ask my band members for like a theme song. I'd be like, hey guys, we really need, you know, I'd play like an agent character and I'd be like, we really need a hit song for Stranger Things, this new show coming out. And they loved it. They loved it. They promoted it. They put it everywhere. And it's, you know, it's really cool. So yeah, that's where like Netflix will
that's where you make your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas, like,
so now on TikTok, when you post something like that, Netflix pays you to make something, you post it. Do you have to post that it's an ad?
Yes. Yep. You do have to do hashtag ad. That is that's just like FTC across the board.
So all of the
YouTube,
platforms,
Instagram, anywhere that you do an ad, it has to be tagged ad. You can't kind of sneak in an ad without telling people that it is an advertisement that you're doing.
Okay. Todd in Greenwich.
Yes. How you doing, guys?
Hello. Good, thanks.
I just wanted to say that there's wording in that bill that says that the government can censor and or block any webpage besides TikTok. So I think it's important to know that.
Oh, no, I know. Anytime a government says, you can't look at this.
Yeah, be worried.
It's a problem.
Yes.
It's a big problem.
It's suspicious. Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
They already know everything about everyone.
Yes.
I just think something and ads start coming
it's
up.
It's amazing,
now.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yep.
You don't even have to say it out loud anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. This is stupid and it's bad, and we're all going to be basically on prison earth.
Yes. It's a very slippery slope to say, okay, you can't have this. We're going to do this because of this one app that we've used as a tool for.
But yet Facebook and American Facebook, companies could do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this company, not
Facebook
so much.
Facebook can have all your data. You know, any other Amazon can have all your data. Like, but this
but
company,
no, not
you
this
have to divest. And
not
you have
this
to,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not good.
What was the reason for this bill anyway?
Because TikTok is owned by a Chinese-based company, and China recently passed laws saying that all Chinese companies have to help the Chinese government in all ways, including security and information that will help them with security.
Yes.
And seeing how so many Americans use TikTok, this Chinese-based company now has to hand over information, and it'll be everything.
Of course.
We're all done, all right. By
yeah,
the
we
way.
Are.
We're all done. We all know. We don't have another 50 years.
Nope.
We all know. This is like the end of the concert.
It's kind of, yeah. I mean,
to the younger people, I want to say, sorry.
Yes.
Like, you know, we had the greatest years of creativity and fun, and now it's just, you know.
It's all done.
They're just going to have AI. They're going to have AI Chaz and AI AJ.
Yeah. Now, we've made this case several times.
You guys
times
are going to live forever.
Well, I'm almost there. AJ,
no,
AI.
No, no matter how smart your computer, you cannot replicate the stupidity of this show.
Thank you. What were you
like,
mean?
It's not going to happen.
Any computer like, I can't do that.
But, you know, we're just... There's no privacy. There's no freedom.
No.
We think we have. So there's an illusion of freedom.
Yes. A feeling. But no.
As long as you think you're free.
Exactly right. Just keep thinking that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to be a downer. But
thanks, Jazz.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not bringing this. I'm just telling you about it.
Yeah.
Liam and Seymour.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I was just talking about the TikTok thing. You know, at first, I thought it was going to be a problem, but honestly, I think YouTube Shorts is a lot better. I've just seen TikTok got worse and worse, so I think it's going to be all right if it goes away.
It won't go away, because if this does pass, so it passed the House last night. Do we want to play the audio from the vote last night?
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the bill is passed. And without the objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
I love the hammer.
Yeah.
It's hammer time.
The gavel. Having a gavel is powerful.
Yeah.
She's bringing a walnut.
Okay, so it passes the House, and both Republicans and Democrats are about the same in terms of, you know, supporting it. Goes to the Senate. I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm sure these political people already know.
Yep.
And then Joe Biden said he'll sign it.
Right.
What it'll do is it'll force the company to sell within 6 months, or we ban it. So they'll sell it.
There.
And there'll be some fake kind of,
that's what we did.
We sold it.
That's right.
Yep. That's nothing to do with it anymore.
It's okay.
Song and dance.
Song and dance. It's okay.
Thank you, Liam.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
YouTube Shorts is not a bad platform by any means. I think that short form content will certainly continue. I mean, everyone has already jumped on the TikTok bandwagon, so you do have Reels on Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
You know, I love Reels.
They've all had to react to.
Yeah, Reels are great.
The joke
TikTok.
The ongoing joke is like, "Oh, you'll get TikTok content a week after TikTok when you're on Reels and Shorts and all those." But if it goes away, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, YouTube, they've all figured out a way to monetize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube, yeah. A lot of commercials.
Subscriptions, yeah. Yep.
A lot of ads. But here's the thing. YouTube has, in the creator world, YouTube has the best monetization scheme because they give you brand dollars. Brands choose to advertise on their platform, and if those brands choose to advertise in front of a video that you have, they really don't. It's kind of just algorithmic. Then you get paid based on that revenue that they made from those ads. So you're getting a percent.
That's pretty
of that,
good.
Which is nice. Like, but there's way more ads on YouTube.
Right.
I have to pay for premium.
I don't like how people had different opinions of COVID. And they and if you were not on the main road,
yeah,
they just shut you down. You know, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Well, that goes back to, like, you know, just censoring TikTok totally. Like, is it, you know, like,
right?
At what point is censorship?
Tim in trouble.
Too much.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Yo. Hey, you run a social media company?
Well, no, I'm part of a jewelry company, and I'm the social media part of the company.
Gotcha.
And one of the platforms we advertise our jewelry on is TikTok a lot, so. Yeah, we'll definitely be affected a little bit.
We do watches, TikTok. So
nice.
That's great. Have you thought of that?
It made sense.
Use it,
TikTok.
That's brilliant. Hey,
better get it out.
Genius.
There. Get it out there today before it's gone.
TikTok clock.
Right.
Right.
No, we do earrings and necklaces and bracelets and pins and stuff like that. So
do you guys sell watches?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Put some watches on there.
You don't sell watches. No. Oh, okay. Right. Wouldn't work for you.
Buy some, get some.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, the thing about these social media platforms is just as you learn what works, they change it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is an algorithm. That's a learning thing that is constantly running all these on the back end.
I hate learning.
What I'm more upset about?
I know.
That's what I'm more upset about. TikTok.
I'm like, come on, bring it.
You threw me a softball. Thank you.
I feel like TikTok has become me and my fiance's love language, and we send TikToks back and forth constantly.
That's
all
a great
day.
Way to say it.
We love sharing just content that we find with each
nice.
Other. And
AJ just discovered this morning, Brian, that Tim, we're going to let you go. Thank you, brother. Unless you have something else.
Thanks. We should probably go to commercial now. We should probably go to commercial now.
AJ just learned this morning that TikTok figures out what you like and presents it to you.
Yes.
See?
Yep.
Again.
He just thought TikTok was of a certain political opinion.
Yeah.
That it likes cars, that it likes comedies.
Again.
It's like, wow, it likes all this stuff.
Did I not say a few moments ago I hate learning?
I have a buddy who's like, dude, it's only girls on TikTok. And I'm like, dude, that's you.
No, that's you. That's right.
Get on the perp setting.
Yeah. Like, AJ, if you open up your TikTok now, scroll through and tell us what comes up. I'll do the same.
Right.
And I'll be honest.
Okay,
first thing is
TikTok. Where are you?
All right, so there's a lot of personal growth stuff that I like.
Yep.
I just like those little.
I like that too. I like that too.
You change your thinking and you change all of your life. Okay, then there's comedians, politics.
I got
I love. There's an ad.
An Oral
Joe
B
Rogan,
ad. Yeah.
Elon Musk. They know I like Elon.
I got a lot of animal stuff.
There's a pizza. Russell Brand.
Right. I got pizza.
I get a lot of Trevor Wallace. I like he's a comic.
Right.
Robert Plant. Robert, they know somehow
a lot of
I got Zeppelin.
I got New York. I got some girl doing her eyes, but I don't know why.
You got makeup?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Jennifer gets a lot of makeup instructional videos.
NSYNC reunited on stage somewhere?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Is there something we should know about
your car thing? Some lady straightening her hair, rather. Let's see here.
Ruth, why don't you scroll through your TikTok?
Oh, I got a deer trunk.
Ruth is also going to get the NSYNC reunited.
Ruth, do you have TikTok?
I don't have my own TikTok. I use the TikTok for the station.
I got to let okay.
me What's the station
potato,
TikTok
some
like?
Some kind of potato dish?
Because one of those like where the algorithm hasn't really been
can't figure
used
it out.
Too much. Yeah.
Because there's too many people on it posting stuff for it to figure out.
Yep.
It's not one person.
I got a lot of animal stuff.
It makes sense for you.
A lot of video game stuff
on mine because I like video games. So
by the way, Ruth makes videos periodically on our Facebook and social media platforms, Brian. And if you ever want to get big in the Middle East, use Ruth because she has set the Middle East ablaze. Have you seen any of these videos? It's just a video of her.
Right.
You know, there's no, like, she's not being sexy or anything. It's just her. Saying, "Hey, this is what's coming up on the show."
I see girls trying hard to get attention that won't get attention.
Yeah. She's just saying, "This is what's coming up."
Right.
And for some reason, the Middle East says, "We like that content, the,
whatever that is."
A million sandals running to the.
You got to monetize.
You should.
Let's talk, Brian. Let's figure this out.
We're talking about the TikTok ban that could potentially happen.
Dave Portnoy with a pizza.
Okay, yep. Very good. Anytime Joe Biden makes a gaffe or has like a problem speaking,
that's what you get. Yeah.
And, you know, not to be political, but I just find it amusing.
Yeah. I get food, work, jokes, and animals.
The best of.
Not as many cars as I thought I'd get. What's up with that? Stupid.
I got a lot of dog stuff. A lot of dogs. Yeah. A lot of cute.
A lot of cat, a lot of dogs. Yeah, exactly. And some lady playing with Vaseline. I don't know why.
That's, you know, the ASMR content.
You don't know why. Why would TikTok put that in front of you?
Putting a Q-tip in there,
I'm being forced to look at this.
I don't know why this is happening.
I don't know why. There's a guy playing with a banana. What's up with that?
Justin, do you have TikTok?
I do not.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, witness protection program.
The CIA won't let him have
this guy was in the CIA or something. There's something going on with him.
No TikTok. Do you see it on Reels?
Do you have any social media?
I have a Facebook and an Instagram.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I rarely use them.
Is your picture on either one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I got a cute pit bull going up the stairs over here.
Something going on over there.
Does he drive an inconspicuous car? Like a Buick?
Right. That's a serial killer. Serial killer or, a CIA or undercover.
Yep. It's a 1992 Ford Escort.
Nice.
There you go.
Yep.
Wow. That's very conspicuous. That would blend anywhere.
This is where we find everything out about concerts coming to Connecticut and thereabouts in 2024. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, I've been asked not to ask you about Sound on Sound.
Right. So we're not asking.
I annoyed the crap out of you about it before, and I think I got you in trouble, maybe. But a local paper mentioned that it's on.
Yes.
Can you confirm or deny that?
Yes, I did get in a little trouble because Live Nation doesn't want me to announce anything until we have something.
Gotcha.
But Howard had to go get the license for Sound on Sound, because if we booked show artists and we didn't have a license, that's doing things backwards.
Yeah,
right.
So we got the license, which gives us the opportunity to do Sound on Sound, and we are working very hard to find talent.
So fingers crossed.
Okay. The opportunity.
Do we want to write down a date?
Well, the license is for the last weekend in September. Okay. So, you know, that's what the license is for.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay within my guardrails that I can.
Yeah, I'm going to move on because, you know, you do enough for us here. I don't want to make your life miserable.
And thank you, yes.
All right, so a lot was announced this last week. I'll run through the list, but first, I saw something on Facebook regarding a production manager of yours.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Chris Zippe, who's been my production manager for 25 years and has done all the big shows in Connecticut, whether it be Rentschel Field, Mohegan Sun, Xfinity, wherever, was stricken with cancer.
Oh.
And we have a GoFundMe page all set up, and we would really appreciate anybody that enjoyed our shows giving something to it. It's called Support the Zippay, Zipay family, Kick Cancer.
And, is that your nickname for him?
Zippy is his nickname, but his last name is Zippay.
Zipay.
Right.
And we've been lucky enough to collect $48,000 already.
That says a lot about this guy.
Yep.
And our goal is $65,000, so we really want to get it up there. And if you go on the GoFundMe page, you'll see his picture with Kiss, and he's a good hard rocker. You know, so big PLR listener.
When did you start working with him?
I started working with him in 1999.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, 1999.
That's a lot of shows.
He's been my number one guy for 25 years now.
Wow.
Man.
Then we know he's good.
Yes.
Yeah, and everything that happens on stage, you know, I get the glory, but the work is mostly done by the people that work for me.
What does a production manager do?
Well, we get that crazy 50-page rider.
Okay.
Oh.
We have to follow everything on the rider, and everything that occurs, he runs the backstage for us, and our GM will run the front stage for us. And so he has to make sure the equipment is right, the loading is right. He works with our friends, our union friends, and getting them there, what time to break them, and help set up the equipment on stage. And he's a very special friend of mine, so hopefully he'll get through this cancer period of his. And if you go on GoFundMe, Zipay, we'd love to have our tribe friends give some money. That would be great.
That's pretty amazing. So the rider, equipment, any local equipment that they've asked for,
right?
And then helping them get on and off the stage. So just the rider alone, if you think about the amount of shows in one venue in 1 week.
It's an undertaking
right
there.
It's like, wait a minute. Oh, you didn't want steaks. You're a vegetarian.
Right. Yeah. Damn it.
You got to get it right.
Got this wrong. Yeah. Damn it.
Yes, I have lost artists due to my catering not being up to par.
Oh,
wow.
Way back before the guy I use now, but way back in the 90s.
Wow.
I actually had Jimmy Buffett refuse to play for Xfinity after 5 years.
Who's like the most easygoing guy, you know?
It is fun to think of Jimmy Buffett behind the scenes being like, I ordered the shrimp!
Right, yeah,
like,
you know, here's a song I didn't write about.
Where's my cheeseburger? Right.
He seems so chill and relaxed on stage.
Yeah.
If you had tasted this chicken, you wouldn't be chill. Let me tell you, he was totally right.
This way he didn't say chicken in paradise.
It was like rubber chicken.
It was going to be cheeseburger, but yeah, that's what happens.
It was in paradise, I could tell you that.
Do you test everything before, like...
No, I don't test everything because I usually like to eat with the artists or eat with some people in the crew or some of my people. So the chicken wasn't fully cooked in 1998.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll give you one more chance in 1999. So I said, okay. And I was stupid enough not to taste the chicken again. And it was every bit as rubbery as the year before.
Wow.
And his manager looked at me and said, you have no respect for Jimmy Buffett. We're out of here.
Wow.
Wow.
And other than Mohegan Sun, he never played Xfinity again.
Wow.
Hey, come on, chicken.
That's why he went to Mohegan?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of chicken.
Because I got to tell you, I went to see him at Mohegan, and everybody, all the paraheads told me, it's great, but it's not the same as an outside Jimmy Buffett concert.
Right. Yeah. Be like a Jimmy Buffett
parking
show.
Lot.
No, the Coral Reefers still tour, too. Like, they're still out there. His band?
There was a reunion show announced this week with Paul McCartney.
Right, Paul McCartney.
And a few others.
Yeah.
I'll get that information for you. Before we take a break and then get to the phone calls coming in for Jimmy Complic, Live Nation, this week just announced, in no particular order, John Fogerty and George Thorogood.
Yes, out at Mohegan Sun, which is a really nice package. I think it's a great package, and that is on June 16th.
Rainn Wilson.
Something that started to happen in the concert industry. We're seeing the very beginning of it, where we have these either movies or TV shows that were very popular, and one of the stars comes along with it. We're putting The Office. We're going to show an episode of The Office. Rainn Wilson will be there live, and we will be able to ask Rainn Wilson any questions, any comments, any thoughts about the show. And I think we're going to see that with a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows.
Podcasts are making this very popular now. Yeah. Is it going to be recorded for his podcast?
I he's doing a tour, so I don't think he's going to record every show, but I'm sure he'll record some of it.
Gotcha. Greta Van Fleet.
Hallelujah. Very happy about it. I thought it wasn't going to happen, and they needed to fill August 2. And, of course, we go to Mohegan Sun first, as we always do. And they love the idea, and we have it on sale now, Greta Van Fleet.
Can you ask that lead singer to put some shoes on?
The whole band. The whole band doesn't wear shoes.
No, the whole band. Go, it's part of their vibe.
Yeah.
I did that, it might be like the chicken with Jimmy Buffett.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't touch.
Their writer must be no tacks on the stage.
Right. Right. No Lego pieces. Yes.
Shag carpeting.
Although
only.
He has those high notes, pretty good.
Hailstorm at the Hartford.
It's one of my fiance's favorites. She's going to that.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loves Hailstorm.
Yeah, Hailstorm, I Prevail. Very, very nice for Hollywood Undead. It's a nice four-act package. It really is. And that's down at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's now on sale.
Cage the Elephant.
Selling like we couldn't believe it, selling so well.
Wow.
Over half sold out already. And, again, at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
Dweezil Zappa.
So excited about this. I worked with his dad. I think I saw it on my page yesterday that he played the Hartford Civic Center, if I remember correctly, yesterday. Well, not yesterday, but 1988. He played, and it was sort of an anniversary that we announced it, you know, what is that, 36 years ago? And by announcing it, I looked on my page and said, oh, my God, look at that. Frank Zappa played Springfield Civic Center on March 13th, 1988.
His son is amazing.
Yeah.
We've had the pleasure to speak to him several times.
Yeah.
And he's an incredible guitar player.
Good dude.
And a good dude.
Yep.
And a good dude.
Yeah, totally got it together. Goes on sale Friday, and it's on August 28th.
Nice.
Sale.
Jimmy, Aerosmith, what do we think?
Well, the good news is Stephen hurt his lungs. Maybe that's the bad news, but the good news is they're rerouting the tour, and I am talking about a Connecticut play. Either probably at the XL Center would be my guess.
Cool.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yes.
And why the XL Center? How do you come up with that?
What? Well, it's usually the artist's choice.
Oh.
You know, it's usually the artist's choice. We've talked to Mohegan Sun about it, so we favor Mohegan Sun because it's a fabulous building, and Tom Cantone's a great guy, and we love working there. But it ends up being the artist's decision what to do.
Got it. Greg in New Haven.
Greg?
Sorry, Greg, that's my fault. Whoops, start again, please.
Oh, sorry. Yes, a couple quick questions. The first, I thought I saw a headline a couple weeks ago that the new Bridgeport venue might have hit a snag or something. Is everything proceeding with that? Or
this would be the...
The new one they're going to build, like, in between the...
Mark Club. It didn't really hit a snag. The comment that was made was not proper. We are well on our way to finalizing our deal, getting it done there. So it's
cool.
Good. Yeah.
Cool. And also, the Oakdale box office, can you go there physically and buy any Ticketmaster event?
No, it's got to be our show.
Okay.
It could be Oakdale, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
So you can go to the Oakdale and buy Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater tickets.
Yes, and get paper.
Okay,
Okay.
Avoid the service fee and all that.
Old school.
Yeah.
Great. Avoid that service fee. They're $15 now for.
Really?
On top sometimes.
Yeah, that's
all. They're more than that.
Oh, really?
They're usually about 20% of the ticket price, is you can figure
right
what it is. And the promoter, we get some of it. Ticketmaster gets some of it. The artist gets some of it, and the building gets some of it.
Wow.
So I know that Ticketmaster gets ripped apart for how much they charge, but I'll say two things. Number one, they get a small piece of it. It's shared among the building, the artist, and the promoter. Number two, if you're old enough to remember how hard it was to buy a ticket, you'd have to go up to West Hartford. You'd have to go to the West Farms Mall. You had to go to the third floor of G Fox. And then you had to stand in line to get a ticket.
Cutler's.
Yeah.
And you go to Cutler's.
Stand outside. Cool,
that was a record store. But but nonetheless, you're right. And you stand in line, and you were not able to choose your own seats. You got what they called the best seat available. Well, now it's a lot different. You can sit at home at midnight. You can buy a ticket online, and you have it emailed to you or texted to you.
Yep.
I don't call it a service charge. I call it a convenience fee because it's so much more convenient these days. If you want to go through the old way and avoid the high service charge, go to a box office.
Right.
So few people do it.
That makes sense.
So few
that's
people
good.
Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually a great way of looking at it.
So, Jimmy, back in the day where you could go to those different places before there was Ticketmaster, would you put certain tickets in certain places? Because you couldn't physically have the tickets everywhere.
And yeah, well, it was very difficult for us.
Where would you put the front row seats?
Well, we'd leave the front row at the Coliseum.
Okay. So if you were smart, you went to the Coliseum.
You yeah,
went to the venue.
The right. people who knew. You know,
knew.
That, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
now, I never knew that.
Right. Now we know.
Yeah.
Ticket scalper.
I'm about 40 years late.
We go back in time, but we're going to clean up. I'm going to get that DeLorean.
No, it was very difficult because we'd have to give full rows to the ticket outlets, and this is before computer ticketing. And then 2-3 days before the show, we'd have to start collecting the tickets. So when we started to collect the tickets, you couldn't go to the outlets 2 or 3 days before the show because you'd have to bring them all back to the box office because they were half rows. There was one seat in one row left because the people selling the tickets at the stores, they weren't professional. They just said, oh, 2 tickets? Here. And then they'd hand, if we gave them 14 rows of tickets, they'd give us 14 tickets of one seat in each row.
Oops.
Yeah. It's really unbelievable how antiquated it was, but you made it work.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable. And then you're probably walking around with like bags of sacks of cash.
Yes.
It's all cash.
Your hands smell like money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that smell.
Yeah, it was because credit cards were rarely used back then to buy tickets.
Love that smell.
I miss when tickets had the band's logo on it and had artwork on it.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
My aunt got me an original Woodstock ticket. Recently.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Original.
She got one
from an auction, and she's like, I thought of you. You're one of the only people who would want this. And I'm like...
There's only one Owen Wood.
And it had really cool art. It had, like, stars and moons and stuff on it. It was really... It would... You know, it looked like a ticket from Woodstock. Like,
nice.
Jimmy, what was that ticket stub that I sent you that... oh, here it is. It was for a Bon Jovi show. Do you remember I sent it to you this week from a tribe?
Yeah,
member?
Bon Jovi, 1989.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Mohegan Sun, if I remember correctly.
I wish I had who sent it to me, but thank you, tribe member.
Yes.
Daver. Thank you, Daver.
Daver.
What was the story behind that? The Cher was involved in that. Was Richie Sambora dating Cher?
That night, actually, it was at the Hartford Civic Center when we had the show. It was 89, it was before Mohegan Sun actually opened. And we had 2 nights, and Batman had just come out. The first Batman had just come out. I called Showcase Cinemas out in East Hartford, and I said, what would it cost for a private showing of Batman at midnight? I don't remember what the cost was. And so then I went over to, called up John Bon Jovi, and I said, what do you think of this idea? The crew's got nothing to do at night because all the equipment just stays on stage. There's no loadout. How about if I rent the theater and we all go out to East Hartford and see the movie? He loved the idea. So I rented the theater, and we went out to East Hartford, and we set up a bar, and we opened up the candy counter and free candy for
everybody. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Free popcorn. And at that time, Richie Sambora was either married or going out with Cher. So who comes along with us but Cher?
Wow.
You don't want to sit behind her. She's too tall.
She's not tall at all.
She's not?
No, she's not tall at all.
Why do they always think she was tall?
The hair.
I know. She gives that impression.
The hair and the heels.
She's probably about 5'3", 5'4".
Plus, Sonny was like a little guy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
5'3".
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not tall at all.
Wow, that's how she fit my TV.
So I was sitting in the row with the band and Cher and, you know, passing joints around, of course, because it was back then. And eating like crazy with candy.
That's the way to see Batman.
That's, dude. And you can smoke in the movie theater.
Non-frills on the box.
You're Batman.
Yep. That's
everybody
you are,
had
Jimmy.
Beer under their seats, and everybody was drinking beer. And it was a great, great time.
Wow.
What a cool memory. Thank you, Daver, for sending that. Grown man furious over Timu criticism.
What the, you know, not for freaking nothing, but why the
Comedian
hell?
Comedian Brian Blackmore is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
AJ?
Why the hell do people have to try and ruin every single thing that I got going on that I like? I mean, someone's always got to pee on something. I have a good experience with Timu. You didn't? That's tough taillight. So say sorry about that. Who cares? I had a good experience with them.
Jason and Milford.
Jesus.
Yes, hello.
What?
tell you, I had a great experience with Timu.
Thank you. All right. See, it happens. No one's gonna be like, "I'm a nut." Like the, no, you don't know what you're doing. No, I buy cool stuff from them.
You described your sneakers as being good because they were made of leather.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah, no, because usually you get like pleather, some crap. These were cool. Those are ones I wore in L.A. Those are cool sneakers, man. I call my L.A. sneakers. Shoes. Yeah, they're cool.
L.A. sneakers.
And I got many compliments from people going, "Oh, where'd you get those?" I'm like, "Timu."
And you felt fancy. I got it from Timu.
Right.
You can't afford this.
They didn't know what Timu was, but no one asked what it was.
But now that everyone knows it's a cheap place to get
so
stuff.
So what? It's good stuff.
You're basically saying, it's like saying Walmart.
It's good stuff. Walmart has good stuff too in it if you look around.
All right, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Marilyn in Milford.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I like Timo's stuff too.
Thank you.
Let's go. There we go.
Who are these people having issues?
I mean, there is nothing wrong with being frugal about stuff.
Thank you.
As long as it's good quality and it lasts. And if it doesn't last, you buy another one.
Exactly. I friggin' work here for Christ. Like, I need these things.
It's great for household stuff like can openers and, you know, like spatula.
Exactly.
Whatever, you know?
It's the dollar store.
But better quality than dollar stores. I've been to a dollar store. It's scary in there.
It depends.
Oh, you know.
Oh, the people generally are scary.
Yeah, but I mean, the place, but also there's like an avalanche on you in these places.
Yeah, people aren't neat in there.
I'm in my house, get sent to my house. They deliver when they say they're going to deliver it. I see no problem with this. Yeah. And it's good quality stuff.
Right.
Whap.
So, like, you could buy an $8 car, but only drive it once. And then just buy another $8 car.
Exactly. Yeah. If it breaks, it breaks.
Yeah, if it breaks, it breaks.
Right, but so far, everything I've bought was great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mike in the Valley.
Yeah, hi. I just want to make a comment on this Timu thing with AJ over there.
I got
a feeling that if, you know, if you got your cat chewing on one of those things, it's going to be stiff as a board by the time you get home.
Cat doesn't chew on stuff. My cat is...
Yeah, that Chinese leather and the Chinese stuff.
My cat's well-behaved.
Don't buy any cat toys from Timu.
I'm very particular with my cat toys, but Marshall doesn't chew on stuff. Marshall's a well-behaved cat.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is I just want to give a quick shout-out to our buddy there, Josh from Shelton. He's going through a little bit of a rough time right now. He lost his girlfriend and whatnot, but he's about as solid as they make them, and I want to give a quick shout-out to him. Keep your head up, buddy.
Thank you, and yes, we're here for you, brother.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
Go shopping on Timu. Feel better.
Dan in Westbrook.
Hey, guys, a bit of a fan of Timu, I got to be honest with you.
Thank you. The wife
has been buying it like crazy. There's some goofy stuff like those collapsible pizza containers. Okay, those are all right.
There's some dumb stuff on there. Yes, I'll admit that. But the stuff you buy, the stuff that you really want, again, it's all good quality stuff and it gets sent to your house.
Someone in China right now is like, what's happening in Connecticut? Because everyone's downloading our app. Yeah.
And they're constantly like sending you free stuff, too. They're also like, we sent you a gift. I never cashed in on it, but they send you gifts.
Like what kind of gift?
Like a gift box. One time, there was like some gloves, something like that. I didn't want them, so I didn't go for it.
How they wrap everything. It just comes in an orange ball. You know what I'm
saying? Is that right?
It is just like...
Clear tape. Yeah, clear tape.
Oh, wow.
The greatest thing, though.
You know what? I don't care. Just send it to me. I don't care what you...
They're shipping containers of this stuff over to the U.S. Just like...
Oh.
It's great.
The other thing is, if you follow their stock, you guys talked about that earlier.
Yes.
So the ticker thing is PDD is the apparent company, and... I could watch that thing climb by $2 a day the way my wife spends on that stuff. Oh, good Lord, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I always buy stock in stuff I use. So I have a lot of Amazon stock.
Yeah.
And, like, this sounds like a hot one.
I would jump on this, too.
Yeah, I really would.
A lot of folks get into Timu.
Yeah.
This is early Amazon when it was $12 when they were selling.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right. Jump on it now.
Yep.
Exactly right. We're all going to be on an island 10 years from now saying, remember, we all bought that stock?
And I'll be like, these Timu shoes are still here.
Timu Island.
We'll be on Timu Island.
They're still working.
AJ will be wearing those same $3 sneakers.
And they're still in good shape.
They won't break down. They're not real leather.
I'm buying a stock today.
This is a real move.
They'll be on the planet
You can smell us leather.
I think it's like $1.26 right now, last time I saw it, and creeping up a little bit. So good luck, everybody. Buy in.
Thank you, Dan. Kim in Fairfield.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a Temu shopper also.
Thank you. See?
I love Temu.
There you go.
I have gotten so many different things from them. And pretty
did you
much
sound like this,
good.
Though, before you used their glasses?
No.
Wow.
It's China, you know.
I know, it's true. Yeah.
The products aren't really tested that much.
I don't buy anything that I have to drink out of from them.
I haven't that either. But they, and even their policy is good because if there's something you don't like, you don't even have to return it. You call them. And they allow one item of return, and they give you credit for it. And then they only give you so many days or whatever, and then you to buy something else.
You remind me, there was one time I bought, because I bought this one pair of sneakers, right? I thought they were really cool.
How many things have you purchased from this app?
About 10, 15 things so far.
Oh, my God. You know, Keith the other day, like I think 2 weeks ago, said, AJ's coming up with new shirts. Have
exactly.
you noticed this?
Thanks.
I said,
AJ's
no.
Yes, fresh. Thank you. But this is how I'm doing it.
Is this where you're getting it?
Yeah, I can't afford it.
You're getting your shirts from Temu.
But listen, what happened was there was this one pair of sneakers. I liked it. So I'm like, they had two other different colors of it. So I'm like, oh, I want the black and white ones. They sent them. They weren't the same quality as the first ones I got. So I turned around and I went back to them. I said, you know, did you fill out a questionnaire? And you know something? They sent me that and they gave me a second pair free.
Yeah,
they're
pretty good with returns.
Yeah.
A lot of their clothes, I've ordered a lot of clothes from them. A lot of it is recycled material, so the quality isn't like, you know, if you're going to Lord and Taylor.
Wait.
It's still really good.
I didn't see any recycled material stuff.
But it's like the...
Some things are.
The garbage bag.
There was a
jacket.
No, they're not garbage bag. No,
you have a plastic jacket.
There was a pair of pants that I'm actually looking at right now also. It's kind of like the pocket pants. Like a whole bunch of pockets and whatnot.
Yeah.
I like that you're looking at $2.
They're on my radar. I'm looking around, but
they're like $12.37.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. With Temu, they'll gamify it, though, because they'll be like, oh, for the next 5 minutes, it's $10.
Well, when you go on there, you spin a wheel, you get like 100% off. Oh, yes, great.
Yeah.
So far, I got 90% off once.
They know us so well.
Yeah, you spin
one item, 90% off.
They're like, listen, you can. Americans will buy anything if they can spin a wheel for it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But it's pretty good. I've gotten some really nice things from there.
And they let you spin twice.
Yeah, twice.
The first time I had 20%.
And you get to pick the spin that you like the best?
The higher one they give you.
It usually goes to the highest one that they have on the wheel.
Yep. Yeah, because at 20%, it said spin again. I'm like, oh, 90%. Woo!
Yep. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you ever get flip flops from there?
Not yet.
There you go.
Not yet. That's coming. Is that flip flop season?
He's looking at them.
I'm waiting for a package today. I got one coming.
I'm waiting for a pair also.
I never even heard of these guys before 9 o'clock this morning, and now they are so on my radar. I'm downloading the app. China, you can have all my information and my bank account. Yeah, they said, oh, you're going to take TikTok?
Right.
Yeah, good. We'll get them with Temu.
Well, they saw my bank account. They said, we're going to give them 100% off.
TikTok.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Kim.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.